name is Rooster.
Rooster.
Hi, I'm sorry. So Miss Mary Andrea told me that, see, all our caregivers here that works for all our clients, we have to conduct biweekly, monthly calls just to make sure all services is well, the client is satisfied, she doesn't need anything, you know, any hospitalizations, because we have to do a report. So that's why we try to keep communication with the client and the caregiver.
So she asked me that. I made her aware, but I also made her aware that my aunt cannot read or write. So when people call her and she does not recognize the number, she's not going to answer the phone. That phone rings all day long.
So could you do
me a favor?
I made
her aware of this, and she just does not listen.
Okay. Could you, like, periodically, like, during your shift anytime, just out the blue, just call Mary Andrea? So therefore, she can just update her notes that she's spoken with you and all is well, you know, just so we can.
She texts me every week. Why didn't you ask me when she texts me? She texts me every single week.
I have no clue. I'm just going behind when I'm tagged in a note that they're having a hard time getting in contact with the client and the caregiver.
Well, I don't know how she's having a hard, you know, getting in contact with me. She texts me every week, and I can send you the messages.
Got you. So let me touch bases with her to see what this note she sent me that she's having difficulties contacting.
Now, as far as my aunt, she can talk to her, but my aunt can barely even understand what she says anytime she talks to her.
So she's like nonverbal.
Yeah, she's not in her right state of mind.
So that's like nonverbal. So what we'll
she's
do is
verbal. She's not.
Right, but as far as communicating, right, that's what we call nonverbal. Because if we're having a conversation and she's not understanding, then we have to go to the caregiver for communication.
And I made her aware of that.
Okay.
She could have asked me, has she been hospitalized? I would have told her. And if she was in the hospital, I understand that we have to contact the agency. So I'm not understanding.
So what I'm going to do is instead of her constantly trying to reach Miss Beatrice, I am going to just put a note on her file to contact you in regards to your client, you know, just to check in to make sure all is well.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
I'm pleased to her because I've told her before.
I am. Okay.
Thank you.
Happy New Year. You're welcome.
Happy New Year.
All right. Bye-bye.